Thumbtack presents the ins and outs of caring for your home. Out. Indecision. Overthinking. Second-guessing every choice you make. In. Plans and guides that make it easy to get home projects done. Out. Beige on beige on beige. Ugh. In. Knowing what to do, when to do it, and who to hire. Start caring for your home with confidence. Download Thumbtack today.
This season, a new hot deal has arrived at Metro. $25 a line for 4 lines with all the data you need and 4 free Samsung Galaxy A15 5G phones. Getting Metro's best deals is easy. No ID required, no activation fees. Get a new number or keep your own. It's up to you. That's 4 lines for $25 a line plus 4 free phones. Visit a store or go online today. Only at Metro by T-Mobile.
When you join Metro Plus Tax, for a limited time and subject to change, max 1 offer per account.
Hey everyone, quick shout out to Whole Foods Market. You know I'm all about eating fresh and finding quality ingredients, and that's exactly what Whole Foods delivers. Whether you're grabbing organic produce, high quality meats, or just a quick healthy snack, they've got you covered. Plus, they're all about sustainability and supporting local farmers, which I love. Next time you're grocery shopping, check them out. You'll taste the difference. Spring is the perfect time to refresh your table, and Whole Foods Market has everything you need. Hosting brunch? Picture this. Flaky, buttery quiche, crispy bacon, fresh berries, and of course, cold-pressed orange juice to brighten up your morning. And if you're in the mood for something fizzy, check out their seasonal Italian sodas. Berry Blend and Orange Hibiscus are total must-tries. So whether you're planning a casual get-together or a full-on feast, Whole Foods Market has you covered. Make Whole Foods Market your destination for all spring gatherings.
Let's go to a new edition of Posting and Toasting.
It's time for Posting and Toasting.
I'm going to read an old tweet, and Tiki will tell us who of our fellow WFAN coworkers tweeted it. Are you ready?
I am.
March 15th, 2021. I love you, Julius Randle Beast. It's all in capital letters. I love you, Julius Randle Beast. Is that Tommy Lugauer, Sal Licata, Brandon Tierney, or Evan Roberts?
Doesn't seem like... Wait, what was the year again?
2021. That Evan Roberts thing may throw him off. Like,
no, I was trying to think, because if it was a particularly bad moment...
Oh, I got you.
It would have been like a counter praise.
Mm-hmm.
I'm going to say that that was Tommy.
You're wrong.
BT?
You're wrong.
Sal?
Carlos Mendoza?
Yeah.
What was Sal so excited about?
He's a Knicks fan.
I know he is, but why was he so excited?
He loves Julius Randle.
What did he do on April 15th?
March 15th.
March 15th.
He probably had like a big game. The Knicks were playing well back then.
Right.
Here's post number two. This is from March 22nd, 2019. It's a double tweet. Number one, there's a guy here at the FanDuel Sportsbook with a baby. The second tweet is, he handed the baby a mini basketball and got himself a beer. Hero. Is that person Jerry Recco, Al Dukes, Greg Giannotti, or Sean Morash?
I think that's Al Dukes.
You're wrong.
Sean?
You're wrong.
Gio?
Get me out of here.
It is Gio, yeah.
I'm so bad today.
Yeah, you're off.
I'm very off.
Is that
I'm not hearing the voices.
You should try to bunt on this.
Is it wrong to bring a baby to a FanDuel sports book?
No, it's wrong to hand them off to somebody so you can get a beer.
Well, no, he said he handed the baby a mini basketball and got himself a beer. So he didn't hand the kid off.
I heard it different.
I guess if I saw a baby inside of a sports book, it would look odd. You're a sports book guy, Sean and Lugie.
Yeah.
Is that something you see a lot?
Yeah, I mean, it's one of those places you go to escape the baby. So right. I think the other clientele would be like, what are you doing here with a baby, dude?
Mom was like, get out. Take exactly. The baby.
This one is from August 30th, 2024. Lots of discussion on here today about drunk or buzzed driving. But have you ever wondered why they allow bars to have parking lots? Come here, park your car, have a drink, and drive home. Kind of weird when you think about it. Is that Sean Morash, Evan Roberts?
Too deep for Sean.
Jerry Recco or Al Dukes?
That's Al Dukes.
Generational talent.
It's definitely.
It is Al Dukes. It is such a thought-provoking point.
That's how you know it's Al, because it's so deep and thoughtful, but shallow.
I was so enamored by this tweet, I went into the mentions. And basically, everyone's response was, what about the designated driver?
Mm. What about the employees?
And the employees.
Right.
I think the way to do it is to make, because I think Al makes a lot of sense. You do have to have a parking lot at a bar. Totally get it.
Mm-hmm.
How about a really tiny pain in the rear end parking lot where the only way you could find a spot is if you're an employee and most of the spots are hidden and it's valet parking.
Mm.
And the beauty of valet parking is that the valet now can look into your eyes and be like, dude, but you are not driving.
But that's the last thing you want a valet to do.
Yeah,
to have the responsibility of arbitrating whether you're drunk or not.
Yeah.
That's just terrible.
All right. That's a terrible idea.
You'd feel terrible for the valet.
No, it puts a lot of pressure on them.
Absolutely.
Too much. But it also makes it likelier that you're not going to want to pay for valet parking, and you're going to say, screw it, I'll just take an Uber.
Yeah, good point.
So, there you go. April 2nd, 2017. Very short and simple. Roman Reigns isn't very good. Huh. Mm. Is that Tommy Lugauer, Sean Morash, Evan Roberts, or Sal Licata?
It's either you or Tommy. So I'm going to say it's Tommy.
You're wrong.
Evan?
Yeah.
Acknowledge me.
Yeah. I used to hate Roman Reigns.
I don't think that Sal would ever tweet wrestling.
That's true.
There's a good chance Sal and me both didn't know who Roman Reigns was on that date.
I was, and Tommy certainly remembers this, for a long time here in WrestleMania season, I was anti-Roman. I did not like him.
As you should have been, though.
Oh, you agree with me, yeah.
Oh, of course. When they were shoving him down our throat as a good guy, he sucked.
Yeah, I never liked him.
As a good guy.
As a good guy.
Oh, it was terrible.
The moment he turned heel in August of 20, when Paul Heyman was sitting next to him, it just changed. I think he's one of the great heels of all time.
Mount Rushmore guy now.
Oh, no doubt. He's Mount Rushmore for me. Now, he's going to lose on Saturday, and I'm trying to break that to Spence, my youngest son who loves Roman Reigns. There's no way he's winning that triple threat match.
I agree with you, Evan.
And I just wonder where he goes now. Because the guy had a title reign of over 1,000 days. Like, what's next?
The Rock.
You think so?
I mean, at some point.
Right? An actor?
No, to face The Rock in next year's WrestleMania or SummerSlam. That's here, by the way.
Yeah, I don't know. All right, here's our final one. It's very timely with the draft coming up soon. April 26, 2019. If Mother Teresa were still alive, Roger Goodell would bring her out on stage with him during the draft to avoid the booze. Is that Sean Morash, Greg Giannotti, Boomer Esiason, or Brandon Tierney?
Definitely not Boomer.
Boomer would never say that?
He never said
What does that mean? You think he's a shill for the commissioner?
He just knows the commissioner. Just like I do.
So you guys are shills for the commissioner? Is that what you're saying?
I just happen to really like the commissioner.
But he gets booed a lot.
He gets a bad rap for a guy who's running a $25 billion business. And everybody in the country wants to watch it. The top 15 watched live television programs in the last 2 years. Yeah, he sucks, right? Guys are making millions and millions of dollars.
Debating about
terrible
what
franchises
right
like
now.
The Jets or $7 billion companies.
I pray this tweet's not me now. I pray.
There's going to be billionaire players, not off their off-field stuff, but what they make playing the game. And the commissioner sucks. Yeah, tell me that again. That's Sean Morash.
Please be Gio.
It's no surprise that facial hair is personal. It grows from your face. Whether you're going smooth shaven or maintaining a beard, Dollar Shave Club offers shave and grooming products that are always high quality, but never overpriced. Visit DollarShaveClub.com and use promo code SHAVEUP for 20% off $20 or more.
When you think about businesses that are selling through the roof like Aloe, Allbirds, or Skims, sure, you think about a great product, a cool brand, and brilliant marketing. But an often overlooked secret is actually the businesses behind the business, making selling and for shoppers buying simple. For millions of businesses, that business is Shopify. Nobody does selling better than Shopify, home of the number one checkout on the planet and the not so secret secret with Shop Pay that boosts conversions up to 50%, meaning way less carts going abandoned and way more sales going. So if you're into growing your business, your commerce platform better be ready to sell whenever your customers are scrolling or strolling on the web, in your store, in their feed, and everywhere in between. Upgrade your business and get the same checkout experience as business powerhouses like Aloe, Allbirds, and Skims. Sign up for your $1 per month trial period at shopify.com/odysseypodcast, all lowercase. Go to Shopify.com/Odyssey Podcast to upgrade your selling today. Shopify.com/Odyssey Podcast.
Take me out to the ball game.
What are you doing?
Did you know DirecTV has the most MLB games?
So you're singing?
Yeah, they put your favorite teams front and center right when you turn it on. Buy me some cold cuts and flapper jacks.
Those aren't even the words.
I'm allergic to peanuts.
Stream DirecTV, home of the most MLB games. Visit DirecTV.com. Claim based on total games offered on sports networks. Availability varies by zip code and package. New customers. Service renews monthly unless you cancel. Choice package required. Restrictions apply.
Is that your official answer, yes. Sean?
You're wrong.
Oh, yeah. Thank God.
Thank God. I love Roger Goodell.
It is Greg Giannotti.
Intellectually bankrupt.
I want to schedule an argument with you. Have we ever done that yet?
No.
On Tuesday, April 22nd, that's a week from today, 2 days before the NFL draft, I challenged Tiki Barber to a fight. Not a real one.
Right. By the way, he did escape the booze one time.
COVID?
Nope.
What?
Was it Eminem in Detroit?
Boom.
That was it. You're right.
Eminem.
You're right. I need a week to prepare my arguments.
An Ev Key debate series?
It's going to be an Ev Tiki debate series.
Nice.
And we're going to argue Roger Goodell.
Oh, I love
but
it.
But the reason I can't do it today is, A, I can already tell in your eyes you're very fiery about it.
You guys drive me freaking insane.
And I need to be better prepared for my argument. Because if I'm prepared, I'm going to be very calm. I'm going to tell you my strategy. Actually, I'm going to talk privately to Sean and Lugie right now. I'm going to kill him with, like, kindness. Like, I'm not going to yell.
Yeah, that's a good idea.
I'm going to go very, like, matter of fact.
I'm covering my ears.
Okay.
That's fine. I'm be very matter of fact, and I'm going to have all the facts to back me up, and I think I'm going to end up frustrating him.
More bees with honey.
I think that's a great idea, Evan. You also just revealed that me and Lugie are your puppets, and we could just debate at any turn, and you need a week to prepare, but we'll give it to you.
Yeah, way to go, P.T. Barnum.
Here's the difference. Secrets. Can I explain the difference between you guys debating on a moment's notice and me debating Tiki? You can uncover yours now.
Great. I have my earbuds in the whole time. So.
Tiki.
We'll be right, Tiki.
Tiki is an intellectual beast. He's really good, especially when he cares. And clearly, he had a passionate defense about Roger. He cares. You guys, and I'm in this too, by the way, we're just a bunch of, you know, whatever.
We're buffoons.
We're big doofuses, right?
Big mouths.
And as big mouth doofuses, we can argue on a moment's notice. We're like a monkey. It's like, whoop, dance for me.
Intellectually bankrupt.
Well said. So that's why. This is going to be a high-level debate, because it's a serious debate. It's the commissioner of the NFL. There are many people in our audience who have a problem with him. And I can't give the proper argument to our audience if I'm not prepared.
Do we have a moderator? Usually debates that are high level, I don't know, presidential debates, but usually high level debates, we have a moderator.
Ask Tiki what he wants.
No, I don't want a moderator. I don't think you guys are up to the snuff.
I wasn't going to suggest either one of us. I thought maybe somebody else here at the station. Definitely not me.
Who the hell would be up to that stuff?
I know. The architect.
The architect. That's a good one.
He's highfalutin these days, so we can't.
Yeah, he's too busy. I think that we will both be professional enough where we're not going to need a moderator. But let's set this up next Tuesday, April 22nd.
Like the old presidential debates. Well, you know, I agree with you, Evan.
Yes.
I'm just a little bit different on my take.
Oh, you think that's what I'm going to do?
No. That's how they used to debate.
No, I know. You think this is going to be George W. Bush versus John Kerry? Is that what you think? It's going to be Mitt Romney versus Barack Obama? I mean, what do you think? It's not going to be Trump versus Hillary. We will present that debate at 4:30 next Tuesday. I can promise you that. So we look forward to that. It's going to be a lot of fun. Let's go to Joe and Shirley. How are you, Joe?
Evan, what's going on?
What's up?
What's up,
Evan,
Joe?
I'm a huge fan of you, a huge Rico guy, a diehard Mets fan. I agree with a lot of your takes. Let's get that out of the way.
All right.
So let's get to the Soto bunting now.
Yes.
I have no idea how three of you guys are supporting Soto bunting there.
Thank you.
I don't get it whatsoever. It's an 0-0 count. It's the top of the first. It's a zero-pressure situation. I'd rather him take the biggest hack in the world there and swing and miss and go 0-1.
Yeah, but he doesn't do that, Joe. Joe, he doesn't do that.
Why not?
He doesn't take a massive hack. Like, when was the last time you saw him swing like Jazz Chisholm does?
When he hit the home run, he took a big hack.
Last night.
Yeah.
He took multiple hacks last night, and a lot of them were with two strikes, too. He had that one at-bat. I believe it was his second at-bat where he fouled two or three off foul.
Yeah, yeah.
He takes hacks all the time.
I agree.
What about in Oakland when he was taking hacks and his front shoulder was flying open?
Yeah, I mean.
So he takes, and the reason why I'm saying he'd take a hack there is because, you know what, you are struggling. And 0-0, usually you're getting the best pitch in the at-bat. So that's why from a guy struggling and a guy of his talent, I'd rather him take a hack and throw a lazy bunt down the line.
I appreciate it. I think the best part of his phone call is how he can't understand the three of you, who all have nice, well-sized brains, all can't come together and agree that bunting is stupid.
It's not stupid.
We're surprised by you. We're disappointed in you.
Sorry that we like real baseball and not just everything home run or nothing.
Real?
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
What kind of programs does this school have? How are the test scores? How many kids do a classroom? Homes.com knows these are all things you ask when you're home shopping as a parent. That's why each listing on Homes.com includes extensive reports on local schools, including photos, parent reviews, test scores, student-teacher ratio, school rankings, and more. The information is from multiple trusted sources and curated by Homes.com's dedicated in-house research team. It's all so you can make the right decision for your family. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
Today's episode is sponsored by NerdWallet's Smart Money Podcast. Making financial decisions shouldn't feel like picking a TV show. Too many options, too much hype, and no way to know what's actually good. NerdWallet's Smart Money Podcast cuts through the clutter. Their finance journalists break through real-world money decisions with clear, research-backed insights. From investing to home buying to credit cards, the nerds help you navigate major financial decisions with confidence. Leave TV to fate. Leave your next financial move to the nerds. Follow NerdWallet's Smart Money Podcast wherever you listen.
True North stores have Primo Eats and Pepsi brand products that are heavy on taste and light on your wallet. Right now, buy any Primo sandwich and add a 20-ounce Pepsi brand beverage for just $1. Handmade every day, Primo uses quality meats and cheeses. Complete the meal with a Pepsi. Grab any Primo sandwich and pair it with a 20-ounce Pepsi brand beverage for just $1. Get more with the True Rewards mobile app. Available in your app store. True North convenience stores. Fast, friendly, clean. Today's podcast is sponsored by Midi Health. At any given time, 61% of adult women say they want to lose weight. But for many, that's easier said than done. If you've had trouble losing weight, don't lose hope. Midi Health uses a deep understanding of women's hormones and a combination of weight loss medications to create a customized plan for each user. Midi Health can help you achieve more effective and sustainable weight loss by addressing hormone imbalances. Midi can also prescribe proven weight loss medications that help you experience reduced appetite and increased feelings of fullness. When paired with hormone optimization, you're not just managing your weight, you're also supporting your body's natural processes, which means you can overcome those weight loss plateaus that in the past have been so difficult to move beyond. So if you're ready to combine the power of hormones with the power of weight loss medications, visit joinmidi.com today. Discover how this innovative approach can lead you to lasting success. That's joinmidi.com.